Downtown Reno is known for the Santa crawl, a superhero crawl, even a zombie crawl. But how about a literary crawl? The Nevada Humanities 2015 Literary Crawl is Saturday, May 30th from 4 to 9 p.m. It's a chance for you to wander around some amazing venues and meet some of Nevada's best authors. 20 writers will be reading their works at Picnic, the Lake Mansion, St. James Infirmary, the Liberty Fine Art Gallery, and the 1864 Tavern. The Lit Crawl winds up with live jazz, food trucks, and book signings at Sundance Books and Music. Joining me with all the details, Karen Wickander, Digital Projects and Program Manager for Nevada Humanities. Welcome, Karen.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us about last year's crawl. It was the first one for Nevada Humanities. How was the turnout?
It was fantastic. I have been planning the program with Mark Maynard, who's a local author, professor, all that good stuff. And Mark and I thought if we had maybe 50 people show up to a literary crawl, that would be beyond our expectations. And so when we had the prologue, which is where we do the kickoff and hand out programs, Sundance was completely full.
Oh my gosh.
Every room was full. The staircase was full. There were people out in the front. We think there were about 250 people just for the prologue. So we were very excited.
That's an amazing number of people.
What I've seen over the past year has been really a steady increase in literary programming. We also run a salon the third Friday, and the third Friday of the month has become very crowded with the storytelling events, the salon, poetry gatherings. This is an area that loves its literary events, and I think is just kind of craving that kind of programming.
Well, the literary crawl this year is coming up on Saturday the 30th. It starts at Sundance Bookstore at 4 in the afternoon and will go till probably well after 9 o'clock because the crowds are going to be huge. The authors look awesome. And I can't believe that all of these events are going to be happening in such a beautiful area, the area of California Avenue near where Sundance Bookstore is and the area of the Lake Mansion. Tell people what the literary crawl involves.
We're going to kick off at Sundance again. That's going to be very brief. It really is about getting your program and welcoming people to the event. And then we expect people to crawl to the next, obviously not crawl on their hands and knees, but but travel over to the next stops, which the first stops are Picnic and the Lake Mansion. And we're so excited. Picnic and the Lake Mansion are both new venues for us.
Nice.
So, yeah, we have the community support has been really heartening.
I like the business support, too. It's good that businesses can see that literature and things to do with the arts can attract big crowds, and they're putting their money behind it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And actually, Picnic has been so supportive, and they are actually creating a special drink just for people on the literary crawl. So we're thrilled to have them as part of our group. And I should say, too, that the Lake Mansion is going to be hosting the young adult authors. So that'll be kind of the first thing. So if people want to come out with kids, they know that they can come to the Lake Mansion. We have three great authors set. We have Tracy Clark, Heather Petty, and David Michael Slater. And they're all absolutely incredible. Totally worth your time.
So as we wander to each of these places for the literary crawl, we'll get to meet some authors, hear some readings, maybe sign some books, and just have fun with our local authors.
Yes, and actually what we did is Mark and I took a lot of the comments to heart last year, and so what we've done is we've grouped the readers. So, like, for example, at the Lake Mansion, Tracy, David, and Heather will all be reading back-to-back, and then we built in a larger walking time because people had said we didn't have enough time to walk to venues. So people can then walk to the next venue. There was a request last year for more opportunities to buy the author's books, which of course makes sense. And so what we've done is crafted the epilogue in a different way. And so what we're going to do is gather back at Sundance Books and Music for the epilogue, and then people will be able to buy books, and they will also be able to get them signed by the authors.
Oh, good.
So kind of it gives them the opportunity. You're not as worried about making sure you run, get the book, find the author, get it signed. They'll all be right there for you.
I like that. Everybody comes back to Sundance. They can buy their books. Authors will be there to sign them. And there'll also be some music with the Hans Holt Quartet. So it's kind of a nice way to wrap up the event. Back at Sundance, having your book signed, buying some books, enjoying some jazz, having fun at Sundance. It's a great idea.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And we have the Mount Maugrete Gourmet food truck and the Electric Blue Elephant food truck. They'll be there starting at 7. They'll be there. And then the Bebo Fredo gelato cart will also be there.
We love the gelato cart.
Exactly. So that will be great. And then we're very excited about the epilogue also, because we have two great speakers. Carolyn Dufferina will be closing out the actual reading portion of the evening. And then Gail Marie Palmyre is going to be kicking off the epilogue with the inaugural reading of the poem Reno, which she has created as the Reno Poet Laureate. So we're very excited that she has decided to kind of give that opportunity to Nevada Humanities. We're very, very happy about that.
And no one's heard the Reno poem yet.
No one's heard it yet. So we're super excited.
I'm trying to imagine what it will be.
I don't know.
It could be so many things.
I know. And she's so fantastic that, you know, it's going to be a great way to start the epilogue.
Now, this is all happening on Saturday, the 30th. It's the 2015 Literary Crawl, sponsored by Nevada Humanities. Kickoff at 4:00 at Sundance Books. And then you can wander to the Liberty Fine Arts Gallery, the Lake Mansion, Picnic, also St. James Infirmary, and 1864 Tavern. All of those locations will have Nevada authors reading their work. You'll get to meet and mingle with people who are interested in literature and meet some of the great artists who are working here in our community. My guest is Karen Wickander from Nevada Humanities. Now, you can get all the details you need to know about the Lit Crawl at NevadaHumanities.org. That's NevadaHumanities.org. Karen, let's talk about the authors. I see here just about 20 authors are going to be involved. All great ones, but some I'm not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
How about T. Isminger?
Isminger. T. is fantastic. She has been a supporter of Nevada Humanities for a while. And she also writes short fiction, poetry. She's writing a novel. She's absolutely incredible, and she's been producing poetry that's been published in journals and winning awards. So fantastic to listen to.
Now tell us about David Michael Slater.
Oh, David Michael Slater is also, I just love all of our authors. David Michael Slater is actually going to be doing a reading from a novel called The Book of Nonsense. It's his first YA book, and I think the sequel is coming out shortly. And so he will be reading from that, but he also writes children's literature too, and he's an English teacher at Pine Middle School, I believe.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Now, how about Nathan Slinker?
Nathan Slinker is a name that people should be paying attention to, because I think fairly soon everyone will have heard of Nathan Slinker. He's also, I know he's done poetry. He was recommended by another of our poets, the amazing Lindsay Wilson. And Nathan is another poet like T, who's been publishing in a lot of literary journals, and just winning awards for the quality of his writing. So we are so thrilled that he'll be joining us.
There's a lot of poets coming. Now, how about someone in fiction and nonfiction?
Okay, so I always recommend Tracy Clark, because I absolutely adore her. She is fantastic, and she has this rabid fan following. Her books, I think maybe Deviate just came out. And then Scintillate is coming out. Every time you look at Tracy's Facebook feed, it's just, she has so much material being produced. So her second book was just published, and her third book is being published, I think, in October. And then she's working on another novel that I'm so excited. I've just seen glimpses from what she said. She's writing a book about Paris, historical Paris. So
oh, wow.
Very excited about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Tracy Clark. And who for nonfiction?
Oh, we're very excited that Frank Mullen is joining us this
Frank
year.
Frank is awesome.
Yeah, so he makes everything exciting. Like, he's just a rock star. I have to say about Frank, too, he came in and spoke to our Great Basin Young Chautauqua program, and I feel like kids don't really do this. They were like groupies and made him stay, even though it was super late that night and they needed to go to bed to go to school, and they stayed after and asked for his autograph. So Frank is a rock star.
That's pretty impressive.
So we're very excited that he's part of the program this year.
Who else are you looking forward to hearing?
Oh, man, there's so many. Ben Rogers, his novel, I think it's Flamer. We tried to get Ben last year, but our schedules didn't coincide. So we are thrilled that he will be there this year. And then I'm always excited to hear Carolyn Dufferina. So she's actually, like I said, she's the closing speaker for the actual reading component of the night. So she'll be at Sundance, I think it's 7:40, right before Gail Marie. And Carolyn is another one where we had her for an event, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And we paired that night. It was Carolyn Duff Arena and Richard Aloyan, and there were some slam poets, and people couldn't get enough of her. Like, young people were just, they were going up and they wanted to read more of her poetry. And she's just another very engaging figure.
Wonderful Nevada artist.
Yeah. So many great names.
This is going to be a great event. It's the 2015 Literary Crawl from Nevada Humanities, happening on the 30th. It starts at 4 o'clock at Sundance Books and Music, 121 California Avenue, and events continue at various locations: the Liberty Fine Art Gallery, Lake Mansion, Picnic, St. James Infirmary, and the 1864 Tavern. And then everybody meets back at Sundance for your chance to have books signed by authors, purchase books. Carolyn Duff Arena will be speaking, and Gail Marie Palmmeyer will be reading her epic masterpiece, Reno. She's our poet laureate, and it'll be the debut of her poem, Reno, as well as jazz from the Hans Holt Quartet. What is not to love? This is a great event, and it's free.
It's free. It's all free. You have to buy food.
You have to buy books. food and drink and books. It's a perfect day for me.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's wonderful. We're just so excited. You know, last year when we did this and we had no idea what was going to happen. I mean, really, truly, we were just throwing it out there and seeing what the response would be. And I do a lot of programming now for Nevada Humanities. And while I love all the programs that I am part of, I have never been so happy at an event as I was at the Literary Crawl. There was just so much spirit of community and camaraderie, and people were so happy and just enjoyed the evening. And it really reminds you, sometimes it's hard because you're stuck in your daily grind and you forget what makes Reno awesome. And then these things happen and you think, this is why I like to live here. This is why I don't want to move. This is so much fun. And we have such a deep well of talent in this area, and I think people are starting to discover it. And so being part of this, and I would love nothing more than to just watch it grow every year and end up that, you know, you start in the downtown corridor and end up, you know, at Craft in Midtown, and just with stops all along the way. I think it's possible.
I think it's possible, and I think it's a great idea. Now, the 2015 Lit Crawl, it's coming up on the 30th. Karen, thank you very much, you and Nevada Humanities, for the great work putting this together the second year now. And we really appreciate your efforts with bringing attention to all the great authors in our area and making something really fun for the community.
Thank you. And thanks for promoting this. We're so happy that people are interested in this and willing to spend time focused on literature.
Don't panic if you can't remember everything we've talked about today. You can find all the details at NevadaHumanities.org. That's NevadaHumanities.org. Check around town for the beautiful posters created by Travis Bennett for all the details as well. Karen, thank you so much for your efforts. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.